We'll give you an update about the situation in Syria, where government forces have been battling foreign-backed insurgents for more than 3 years.
In 2011, following the so-called Arab Spring that swept over the Middle East and North Africa, demonstrations were also held in Syria in favor of political reform. But these demonstrations soon turned into armed conflict, especially when regional powers got involved. Syria's borders with Turkey were laid open to militants who used it to enter into Syria and fight the Syrian government. Countries like Saudi Arabia and Qatar supported the militants, and bases for training the militants were set up in Turkey and Jordan with the coordination of the United States. All these activities turned Syria into the war-stricken country it's become today. Taking a look at the borders of Syria now in 2014, we'll start with Turkey. You can see there that the border with Turkey is under the control of ISIL terrorists, as well as other militant groups, including the Al-Nusra Front and the FSA, or the Free Syrian Army, as well as Kurdish fighters. On the borders with the occupied Palestine, we see the presence of militant groups as well. And these militant groups are reportedly getting the support of Israel, some of them being treated in Israeli hospitals. And now, remaining the border with Lebanon, we can see the strong presence of government troops there, since that border is being strengthened from the Lebanese side. But what's evident from this map, of course, is the large swathes of land that are now under the control of ISIL militants. But what's interesting is that not all of these areas are inhabited or populated areas. In this map, we can see the white areas, which are the unpopulated areas. And from this, we can conclude that government forces are in control of most of the populated areas, and they're continuing their battles to force militants out of Aleppo in the north that are in the south and the suburbs of the capital, Damascus.